my hands and a couple of toes how many times I went to church as a child. As I grew up into a young man, I called myself agnostic, but I suppose atheist, if I was intellectually honest with myself, would have been a more accurate description.
I was raised in a mixed household, they called them then. My mother was a cradle Catholic, and my dad was raised Mormon, but he didn't practice that. My mom did take us to Mass every Sunday, and we went to CCD. And after the birth of their fourth baby, my dad didn't want any more children, and my mom couldn't count on the rhythm method. And so my dad had a vasectomy. My mom still, I think, resents the church for her teaching on birth control. And I do have to say, she is a good woman, but she did have rhythm to count on, and it wasn't effective for her. And we just don't discuss it, because I think that's nicer. So also, too, during the time that Humanae Vitae was being written, I think she thought the church might change their position. Many of her friends thought that. And then when she didn't change her position, it was a blow, because it would have validated my mom's thinking. But anyway, as far as I was concerned, I knew God existed. But it never showed too much in my behavior once I left home. Mass was always too early, and I didn't agree with confession. And then as far as morality was concerned, I fell into the same pit as many of my generation, and I think many people today, young people today, of moral relativism. I could justify anything, really. I justified premarital sex by thinking, you know, well, I was in love, and that made it right then, because I was in love, and that was the most important thing. So when I met John as a senior in college, I was far from God. I thought I was having